Hello and welcome to the journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albano and in this episode we will discuss documentary filmmaking with Hannah Pollack, Oscar and Emmy nominated filmmaker. Hannah Pollack is a filmmaker trained both in cinematography and acting, whose documentaries treat difficult subjects such as child poverty and homelessness. Her film from 2004, called The Children of Leningradsky, gives insights into the lives of homeless children living around Moscow's train station. It was nominated for the Academy Awards in the documentary short subject section. Hannah has also been filming for Something Better to Come for 14 years, telling the story of Yulia as she grows up living in a garbage dump in Moscow. Journalism.co.uk caught up with Hannah at the Lviv Media Forum in May to get some tips for documentary making and to find out more about her workflow.
As it is, with the documentary filmmaking, you are kind of a one-person band, which is not normal. It's actually, I was always taught in the schools that the film is a collaborative work, but unfortunately in the world we live with so little funding and oftentimes also with the intimacy of the story, oftentimes you basically work as a one-person band or a very, very small crew. Sometimes it's too much to work alone. But I was shooting different films, sometimes alone. I am also a producer, I also have a production company, and this is born out of the necessity because I want to produce my own film, because I want to own them, I want to be in control of my own work.
Hannah also works as a co-producer and on entertainment films. She edits using Avid, but a lot of the editing tends to happen as you go along, rather than on an editing table at the end. Filming fiction is an easier process, she says, as documentary filmmaking chronicles reality, making it more difficult to follow a specific timeline or plan. Sometimes you can't film everything you hoped for, whether it's because you couldn't gain access to a particular place or because you're dealing with a private situation, so documentary filmmakers have to be creative.
I have worked on different films and also on different projects in different positions, because sometimes I work as a cinematographer for other people. Sometimes I work on my own films. And so far, I think I was most successful, perhaps because these were the subject which the most evoked the feelings in my heart, which were emotionally I was the most bounded with. So these were like social subjects, and we can talk about the homelessness, the child homelessness, this kind of subject. But I also was in Afghanistan shooting a film about stunning a woman to death. I also work on a historical film, a personal story of a young American boy whose grandfather was prosecuted by Soviets. These are the different subjects, you know. I also work on an entertaining movies. I work on some behind-the-scenes movies. So sometimes you work on different subjects. I feel that people are vulnerable. I feel that people are somehow unprotected, are in a very vulnerable position. Maybe this is something which really moves me the most. And when I am taking really a lot of effort to do something to somehow change the situation, to influence the policies, the politicians, I feel that the policies should change, and I think that people should understand those people. I think this kind of subjects, which maybe there is some human suffering also involved in this, something which is in deep disagreement in your heart, that you feel very sorry and you really feel, but also very humanistic, you know, when people tell you very universal stories, when you can feel with them, when you can kind of cry and laugh with them. I think this is the most precious feels for me.
But choosing topics you feel strongly about can prove challenging when working out a way to provide an objective look. How can you balance your personal interest and connections to a topic with the objectivity aspired to in journalism when producing a documentary?
The cinema verite, which I am actually considering as a great type of filmmaking, is sometimes called fly on the wall. But I don't completely agree with this definition also, because although you observe reality, still even by pointing your camera in certain direction, by your presence with certain people, you're already making choices. It's not a pure reality which just a random camera is recording. It's in the editing process you will be doing your selection. And, you know, you will be reflecting your own views also through the views of your protagonist. This is why you will stick with certain people and you will be repelled by others. So I think in this way, there is no pure objectivity in it, but in the same way, I think if you are a very just human being, if you are a very ethic human being, the objectivity is already there. It's in your judgment, it's in your decisions, it's in your justice, the way how you observe reality, the way how you treat your protagonist, how you don't want to manipulate the truth, how you don't want to misuse your characters. So I think this objectivity is in this, but I don't think it's necessary to not have your own view. I think we actually, the world needs people who have their own view. And the view is a just view, is an ethic view, is a moral view. I think we need real journalists.
Hannah's advice for aspiring filmmakers is to get started as soon as possible if they have found the subject they feel bound to and stories they have access to. Funding opportunities can follow once you already have some quality work to show.
To come to the point of rough cut, sometimes it takes a lot of effort and work, but with nowadays, when the cameras are quite cheap and everybody has a camera, basically, it's all about the story, it's about the storytelling, it's about the access. So if you have the access, if you really have a story you want to tell, even, you know, we live in the digital world. It's not difficult to grab a camera. People can make even good projects, even Oscar-winning films with a phone, you know. So, of course, this is not the way I would recommend to do it. I would recommend to get a good sound, but it's not so expensive and not difficult to get a good sound recorder or get a camera with a directional microphone or build a system, you know, of few different things in your equipment which actually serve for both recording the sound and the image of a good quality. And it's not difficult and not expensive to even have a 4K image. And it's not also about 4K. I mean, most of the television is still in HD era. So all of this is like really an exaggeration. Although once you will be coming to the professional media outlets, they will ask for it. But in fact, it's always about the story. If you have a great story, if you know how to tell it, if there is something important, and like I said, you have an access to it, or you have a friendship, or you have a relationship with protagonist, and you are able to spend time with them and record the story, and you have a basic idea, you will learn a lot of things while you're doing this, but I just think you should just start doing this, and then as time would go, you will gain the experience. You watch other films for your experience, you will meet filmmakers who you can ask for the advice. If your project is good, certainly you will meet professionals. There's a lot of pitching sessions where you can go and pitch your project to professionals, and they're actually looking for talented young filmmakers. And if you have a story to tell, you will meet other people, and this story would be told by you, through you. You know, sometimes it's like we are only a tool. Something happens through us. Sometimes I think it's a miracle, you know, that you are put in a position when you're meeting a story, and then things happen, you know, then you just have to believe in it and just do it.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.